This is Allison Kay, and you are in the Wrestling Epicenter. Pinkies up!
You're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio, featuring the Interactive Interview, courtesy of WrestlingEpicenter.com.
This is KM from Impact Wrestling, and you are listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
Pinkies up, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Interactive Wrestling Radio right here on WrestlingEpicenter.com as we join the 21st century doing a voice-to-voice chat with our guest this week instead of our usual telephone conversations. I am speaking, of course, of our guest of the week who's on the line with us right now. She's the former two-time Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion from WWE's Mae Young Classic. It is Allison Kay, formerly Sienna. Are you with us, Miss Kay?
I sure am.
Thank you for doing this with us. We're so glad to have you. And we're also glad to see you back in the ring. I guess the first question we must ask is, how are you feeling after your health scare that kept you out of the ring for the majority of 2018?
I feel good. I mean, in a way, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise. I mean, a lot of wrestlers will say that after an injury, not during, of course, because during it's not so fun. But after you come back, it feels like, okay, I'm a little recuperated from maybe some little nagging injuries here and there. Finally got to rest, even though we didn't want to rest. I definitely came back with a bang. So after that, I am feeling pretty good.
And not only are you back in the ring, but you're also back to being a champion. You're the Shine champion.
I am. That's pretty new. Yes, I am the Shine champion. I have my first title defense on November 2nd.
Yep, defending against Lufisto.
Yes, Lufisto. That's in Ybor City at the Orpheum, at where my home away from home, if you will.
Don't want to make the interview about this, but I think we have to cover it. Because I don't think a lot of people understand how dangerous it was. Do you mind talking a little bit about the injury, the ailment that did sideline you for as long as it did in 2018?
Yeah, definitely. So January tapings for Impact, it was right at the end of the tapings, maybe like the last couple days. And I was experiencing what I thought was maybe like a dislocated rib. I was having really sharp pains and it got to the point where I could barely take a full inhale. So I ended up going to the hospital and they told me that I had blood clots in my lungs. Long story short, they believe it's due to a medication I was taking. Obviously I'm not taking that medication anymore. So that's what they believe it was caused by. And then I had to do a full 6 month recovery taking blood thinners. And that's why I wasn't able to wrestle. So physically I was able to start working out again, probably like a month or two after that. But because I was on blood thinners, I couldn't risk being in the ring and getting hit in the head or something because the risk of internal bleeding was the most dangerous.
And that opportunity with WWE came at the Mae Young Classic against a known opponent for you. Many know her as Jade from Impact Wrestling, Mia Yim, who now has signed on to WWE full time. Was it a comfort being able to work with somebody you were very familiar with?
It definitely was. I think that it was all meant to be. I think that, I mean, a lot of people who have followed our careers know that Mia and I, we are longtime frenemies, and we talk about our frenemy world tour because we've literally wrestled all over the world. Started in Cleveland with her breaking my nose was our very first match ever, and I mean we've wrestled all the way over in China, and so to have it all, we've also wrestled in Impact for the Impact Championship. The first Slammiversary I was a part of, I wrestled her and Gail Kim in a triple threat match, and that's where I won the Knockouts Championship for the first time. So then to have that all wrap up and then lead to a WWE ring, it really is interesting how that worked out, and especially it being my first match back after my injury, after 7 months out of the ring, 7 or 8 months, I was happy to be in the ring with someone who I was a little more familiar with. I think that was definitely worked to my advantage. And obviously it also worked against me because I lost.
And it had to be cool to get the opportunity to work on the WWE stage.
It was definitely cool. And it was also comforting in a way because the NXT venue, it was set up a lot, honestly, like Impact. It looked like a soundstage. So I didn't feel like I was somewhere I didn't feel like I was out of my element. It was nerve-wracking at first, of course, but once I actually looked out into the crowd, I realized this is Impact setup, except backwards. Like, the hard cam was on the opposite side than it was at Impact. So it actually gave me comfort seeing that, okay, I've done this before. I've been in front of this type of, in this venue, in this crowd. Like, this isn't somewhere that I haven't been.
So I like to do my research. In fact, I think that's what separates us from some of the other shows out there.
Dang, you're a savage.
In doing so, I heard about your incident with a broken nose that you already mentioned with Mia Yim. It made me think of the Liv Morgan Brie Bella incident from just a few weeks ago on Raw. I wanted to get your take on that when things go wrong in the ring and somebody does get injured.
Well, in the case with Mia and I, it was something that I was supposed to duck and I didn't. I didn't duck fast enough. I didn't duck far enough. And I kind of just, like, in a way, headbutted her shin. So it just made it worse. And then my nose basically exploded. It was broken in 3 places. However, I wasn't knocked out. So that was definitely an advantage. I was able to finish that match. That actually happened in the beginning of our match. And I could not see myself leaving at that point. I felt like that would be so humiliating. And fortunately, I've never been knocked out in the ring, knock on wood. And or knocked out at all that I'm aware of, to be honest. I've seen stars before, but that's about it. What happened with Brie Bella? I mean, accidents happen, you know. Obviously, that's one of them with me and Mia. That was an accident where she kicked me in the nose. But accidents happen. You just have to know how to recover from it. So, like, I don't know what happened in that case. Where, like, I saw the clip, but I don't know if it looked like Liv maybe ducked a little bit too low. And Brie, I guess, didn't realize if that one had connected to her face and then she threw the other one. I mean, the only thing you can do at that point is, obviously, she wanted to get her out of the ring. I do remember thinking, why is she picking her up? Don't pick her up. You know, she's, like, knocked out. Do not grab her by the head and try to pick her up. You have to put her in a hold. Get your thoughts together. Figure out what you're doing next. But I know that I'm sure she was just thinking, I need to get her out. I don't know what the ref was saying to her. The ref could have been telling her to get her out. But if somebody's knocked out, you definitely don't want to try to pick them up. Or especially not by their head. But you also don't know how you're going to react in a situation where something like that happens, because you think you know how you'll react, but you don't until it happens to you, because that is something that's instinctual. So, like, what are you going to end up doing? You don't know until it happens. And even when people talk about, like, oh, if this were to happen, I would fight this person, or, you know, people talk about the fight or flight, but you don't know if you're going to fight or if you're going to flee until you're actually in a situation where that happens. So accidents do happen in our business a lot. You just have to know how to recover from them.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit about Evolution, maybe the women's revolution, a little bit later on. I did want to talk a little bit about Impact Wrestling, because that's where most people got the first opportunity to see you, really got a chance to show your wares there. And it's funny, I've been doing interviews with guys from Ring of Honor. Many of those guys say that they've only been working, you know, 2 years, 3 years. And that's not the way it was for most people. Most people, it takes, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years to get the opportunity. It took you about 8 before you got the national exposure with Impact Wrestling. They started you at the top, though, with Gail Kim. What was your initial impressions of starting out with such high profile in Impact Wrestling?
I mean, I don't want to say overwhelmed by that, but I was very excited to do that. I felt very flattered. I mean, what's the expression? It took me however many years to become an overnight sensation type of thing, where it's like, you know, some people, I know it feels like, oh, this person just came out of nowhere. But, like, a lot of people, whether it's 2 years or 6 years, you know, people are working hard to get to that point. As far as the impact, I didn't know what to expect going down there. I knew I had a lot of people vouching for me. David Lagana was a writer there at the time, and he really liked my work. He's really the reason I kind of got that tryout in the first place, as far as I'm aware. And then Gail Kim had a lot to do with me being hired after that Knockouts pay-per-view that I did, where I wrestled her. She essentially was, like, feeling me out in that match and determining if I should be there or not. And I don't think things are really done like that anymore, but it was at the time, and I liked that. And it meant something, you know? I wasn't expecting to go down there and be pushed. I wasn't expecting really anything, because I feel like in this business, it's better to not get your hopes up about a lot of stuff, because things happen for seemingly no reason. You know, there are a lot of talented people out there who don't get what they deserve for really no reason in particular. And then there are people who, you know, the opposite. But it's kind of like I obviously hope good things happen, but I'm not going to like expect them to do this or that. So it was really flattering when I realized that, one, I was wrestling Gail Kim. Two, they put me in a storyline then. So like that should have told me that they were probably going to sign me, but I still, even then, even when they invited me to the next set of tapings, I wasn't thinking like, oh, they're for sure going to sign me. I was just like, well, I'm going to have fun and let's see where this goes.
One of the best matches I ever saw you have was your match with Rosemary. I think you were the first person to defeat her. I think that you guys had great chemistry. Thoughts on your matches with Rosemary?
Thank you. And yes, those are actually my favorite matches that I've had in Impact. My first one with Gail being one of them, but with Rosemary, those two matches that we had where I beat her at Slammiversary to unify the Knockouts and the GFW Women's Championship. And then the following match we had was the Knockouts, last Knockout Standing match. And it's hard for me to pick which one out of those two that I like the best, but I think I would go with the last Knockout Standing. Those are two of my favorite matches that I've had in Impact.
You mentioned the letters GFW. It reminds me that there was just so many changes during your time at Impact Wrestling. You were really there during its transformation from what it once was to what it is now. What is your take of all the changes that took place when you were at Impact Wrestling? And maybe what are your thoughts of where they're at now?
I definitely saw a lot of changes. They were in the middle of a lot of changes when I started there in 2016. And I guess it was just normal to me because I didn't know anything different. So people that have been there forever, like Gail, for example, or like Abyss, they've seen it all. You know, they've been there from the beginning pretty much until now. So I feel like to them, it's probably way more drastic. And for me, it was like I walked in the middle of things changing, you know. So it's not like I really knew it any other way than it felt like every other taping, you know, things were changing, things were up in the air. Certain people were worried about things, whatever. But I was just like going along for the ride, you know. I'm like, this is how my contract is. I'm just going to have fun. I just want to come here and like put on good matches. I want to do things that like other programs on TV aren't doing right now and just try to have fun. Like basically I just wanted the mic, you know, just give me the mic, let me roll with it and let me have fun and it'll be good. And eventually I did get to do that.
Back leading into last year's Bound for Glory, we interviewed KM and we actually used his interview as an opportunity to promote your guys' match, the Knockouts match, because you guys were paired together. He was your on-screen cousin. Kind of gave us a little bit of a hard time, a little bit of back and forth between in character and out of character. But what did you think of working with KM, the interesting character that he is?
Oh, cuz. So funny story about KM, when he first got there. So this was also an example of those changes that were happening where it's like we would just show up at tapings and it's like, oh, this is the story now. Like I sort of had a stable there for a minute where it was like me, KM, Congo Kong and Chelsea. And it wasn't like really explained why or who or like because things changed. I think that was right when Maria ended up leaving. So like got swapped around. But it's funny because when KM first started, I never met him before. And he's so loud. And I remember like thinking like, oh, my gosh, this guy is so loud. He's so like in my face. I don't know him, whatever. And I thought like I was being tolerant. You know, I thought I was being nice, like, whatever. Hi, you know, nice to meet you. But kind of like try to keep my distance. And then like later, like a year later, like we're cool. Like we're cool now. But he told me, he's like, when I first met you, I thought you were such a bitch. And I was like, what? I'm like, I was nice to you. And he's like, no, like, you just seemed like, he's like, you seemed like you didn't really want to like be like for me to go out with you or whatever. And I was like, I didn't like, I really didn't want you there. Like, I didn't know you. And just like a random pairing. But then it's funny because he grew on me and I'm like, okay, he's actually cool. He is still really loud, but he is funny too. And I like him.
Good. We like him too. He's a interesting, different kind of cat. I like that. So I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but your departure from Impact Wrestling seemed to come while you were injured. Was there any animosity in terms of the way that you left Impact Wrestling?
Well, no. What do you mean? Like, what do you think happened by the way you phrased that question?
Well, it just seemed like the announcement of your departure came kind of abruptly in the summer. I think it was July. And by August, you had been announced for being part of the Mae Young Classic. So I kind of was just curious if there was any reason that it was announced in such a way, and if there was anything there, or if it was even your decision just to try your hand elsewhere?
Yeah, so there's no animosity there. I did leave Impact on good terms. I gave them the heads up when I knew I was going to be doing the Mayhem Classic. My contract had expired by then. It expired in April, and this was our June or July that we're talking. To be honest, I don't know if they realized my contract had expired. A lot of people that re-signed when I did signed two-year deals, and I negotiated down to 1 year. And there were so many management changes that I honestly don't even know if they realized that mine was not a two-year deal without me bringing it up. You know, a lot of people, when their contracts are expiring, they're like bringing it up to them like, hey, you know, my whatever is expiring and whatever. In this case, I was injured. I didn't know what I was doing or when I was going to be cleared. So I just kind of like wrote it out and I'm like, you know, let me make sure I know how, if I can even wrestle anymore, because that was a huge thing I had to do a lot of testing to determine like, can I even wrestle again? Or are they going to tell me this is a genetic disorder and you're going to have to be on blood thinners for life? Because that was a possibility. So that was really stressful. So I was not worried about contracts at the time. All I was worried about was, am I ever going to be able to wrestle again? And then once I figured that out, it just kind of all worked out where it's like, okay, I'm in this position where I'm about to be cleared. WWE reached out to me. My contract with Impact has expired and, you know, they haven't like reached out to me with any ideas. So I'm going to take what I can and I'm going to try to take this crazy journey as far as I can. And this is a new thing. So it's exciting. So I wanted to try something new.
Earlier, I had said that we would double back to Evolution, the WWE's women-only pay-per-view. It's coming up in just a few weeks. Here we are with a women's-only pay-per-view, and women's wrestling is at an all-time high. The Knockouts division is featured heavily. Shine, you're the women's champion of. WWE is featuring women more than ever, including giving them their own pay-per-view. I've heard you say you didn't want women's wrestling to ever be considered a fad, to have this popularity kind of just be something that is just done because it's the done thing and then fade away. What's your opinion of the WWE Evolution pay-per-view, and do you still feel that way?
I think it's a cool idea for them to finally do a women's pay-per-view. A lot of people get caught up on the who did it first and what did it first. And, you know, like, yes, Shimmer has existed since 2005 and Impact has been doing all women's pay-per-views for however many years. But like, I feel that more women's wrestling is better. Like, I don't want less women's wrestling. I want more of it. So the more of a platform we get, I think the better. However, I do still stand by what I said before. I think that there are a lot of companies out there, especially when I feel like once WWE started with like putting women in the main event, suddenly you saw all these indie promotions. Suddenly they have a women's championship belt when they never did before. You know, suddenly they're like, women are in the main event too on our show. And it's like, okay, you guys don't really care. You're just jumping on something that's trendy right now because a more popular company is doing it. So sometimes it does feel really hokey when certain companies do it when they never did it before. But I do feel that us getting a bigger platform is always a good thing.
Earlier on, you mentioned Dave Lagana being part of what brought you into Impact Wrestling back in 2016. And in prior interviews, I've heard you say nice things about Jazz, who is the NWA champion. Dave Lagana also associated with the NWA. Conversely, Madison Rayne, who was part of the Mae Young Classic as well as a former Knockouts champion four times, has just recently signed with Women of Honor. With Impact, Ring of Honor, WWE, all these places being options for you, where might we see Allison Kay next?
Completely honestly, I have no idea. I have a few people that I'm talking to right now. Seeing what's out there, I just want to have fun. Like, I keep saying this in interviews that I'm doing lately. I'm not trying to be repetitive, but like, that's legit. Like, I don't want to just be a filler. I don't want to just be a body that's there. And it's like, look, I'm in this company and here I am. And that's it. Like, I am a creator and I need to create and I need to be creative and I don't need creative control. Like, I can work with ideas. I can do what people need me to do, but like, I want stories. I want to be in compelling stories. I just want to like do something different. I just don't want to do the same stuff. You know what I mean? I don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I don't want to be a robot. I don't know how else to put it. Like, I just want to go where I feel appreciated and where I have the freedom to do me.
It seems like pro wrestling is definitely on the upswing once again in popularity. There's shows every weekend, most of which are not a part of these big branded companies. Impact Wrestling is doing great numbers. Ring of Honor is doing great numbers. We just saw All In a month and a half ago sell out a 10,000-seat venue and did a pay-per-view that many consider the best of the year. And that was independent wrestling. WWE is always WWE, but what do you think of all these options and how cool wrestling is right now by the public?
I think it's a beautiful place to be because you're seeing people now that are getting signed who wouldn't have back in the day. Like, just to be frank, like, for whatever stereotypical reason, they would have been told, no, you're too small or you're too fat or whatever it may be. And now it's not like that anymore. You're seeing people of all different shapes, sizes, whatever, ages, you know, get signed. And then also with social media, you don't have to be signed to a major company to have a ton of exposure and to be popular and successful and make money in wrestling. And I think that's a beautiful place to be.
Well, as a guy who is a fan of yours, I told you that when you weren't on Impact Wrestling after being such a big part of it, your presence was definitely missed. I'm so glad to see you back in the ring, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is Rosemary, and you are in the Wrestling Epicenter.
This is the Wrestling Epicenter. For over 15 years, we've brought you the top names in professional wrestling for exclusive interviews. Everybody you see here has been interviewed by our site. But we're more than just interviews. So be sure and check out WrestlingEpicenter.com for news, results, information, and of course our store. WrestlingEpicenter.com, your number one source for wrestling information.